Hey, Luke, how did you injure yourself?
Well, back in the day, I was pretty, like, good at gymnastics and stuff.
Yeah?
Like, I was, like, I could do backflips.
Hmm.
Okay.
And I'd had a few on the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And there was a bit of a group, and there was a girl there.
Showing off.
Like, yeah.
Mm. As you do.
Yeah.
So I thought I could still do them.
And you couldn't, let
you
me guess.
You thought wrong.
Turns out I couldn't. But it's one of those sort of, like put my beer down, I got this guy sort of moment, but I didn't have it at all.
Doing a backflip or a failed backflip could lead to a potential
very serious
injury.
I smashed my head, guys. I was concussed.
Okay.
Oh.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. That would have hurt.
No.
Georgie, how'd you hurt yourself?
I was mucking around. We were in a coaster bus with my family on a road trip, and we're all mucking around doing a sing-along, as you do, to the Grease soundtrack.
Oh, National Lampoon's. Of course you do.
There was kids involved, right? They made me do it. And we were doing the hand jive.
Yeah.
And we're doing the hello, can you go? And this is in the coast bus, and our legs are up in the air, like trying to get, like, on the ground, and one of my nieces kicked me in the head.
Oh. Didn't knock you out.
Doing the hand dive in a coast bus on a road trip.
That's a good combo.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen very often, but there you go, it happens.
Stevie, how are you?
Hey, good, thanks.
What's the dumbest thing you've done to injure yourself, Stevie?
Oh, well, when I was a kid at school, we had those big foam high jumps. Matt.
Yeah, oh, I love them, yeah.
Yeah, and with the shot football, one of the boys said, you know, if you throw the shot football on the high jump mat, it'll bounce. I said, oh, rubbish. He goes, yeah, it will, go on. So I did. I walked over, picked up the shot football and threw it as hard as I could onto the mat. And of course, I was watching it and it comes straight up and hit me fair in the eye.
Oh, a shot football.
What weight was it? Can you remember?
Friggin' heavy.
It didn't knock you out, or did you get a big bruise, a lump?
Oh, well, when I put my hand over my eye, I could instantly feel my eye swell into my hand, and it was like a big slap over my eye down to my cheek.
Oh, you poor thing. And that'll teach you for listening to boys, honey.
That's it. And the teacher put it in the accident record as cause of accident, stupidity.
Excellent, Stevie. Thanks for the call.
All right, see
bye.
Hey, Lauren, how have you hurt yourself?
Well, we've got a general ban on knives in the kitchen because I always cut myself on them.
Oh, I'm with you, especially the Christmas ham, the leg ham. I'd nearly chop my finger open with a knife cutting that.
Yeah, even one of those, like, vegetable peelers things. I really can't even manage those.
Do you have, like, a tally board in your kitchen for, like, times you cut yourself on utensils?
All you got to do is look at the scars on my hand. That's pretty much a physical board.
And the worst thing is, even if you have a little cut, it bleeds nonstop forever.
Oh, it's the worst. It's like a paper cut. Like, tiny little cuts are the worst.
Hey, Tanya, how'd you hurt yourself?
Hey, I managed to be walking along the track to school one day, and you know when you've got your thumbs tucked in your school bag because you can't be bothered having your hands by your side?
Yeah.
I somehow managed to trip on the pavement, on the pavers, and fall on my face, but I didn't have enough time to get my hands unstuck from my backpack.
Face plant.
I fell straight on my face and my arm, and I managed to break my elbow.
Did anyone see this? Because that would have looked quite funny.
I think they did, but I was so embarrassed. Oh. I was just like, head down. I made it to school, and the teacher was like, oh, you need to go to the nurse.
To the sick bay.
The whole sick bay.
Yeah, sick bay all the way.